I mean, really, it's Valentine's Day. What does love have to do with it? Well, it has a lot to do with it, folks, even if you don't have a significant other. How do you set yourself up to attract that other that maybe next year you could be, I don't know, sitting in a nice Italian restaurant, drinking some red wine, and having a Valentine dinner? Joining me on the phone is expert author and all-around great person, Lori Gardner. How are you, Lori?
Good morning, Frank. How have you been?
I've been great. How about yourself?
Good.
Good. It's so nice to hear your voice and talk to you. You know, it is that special sweetheart day. I don't know. Do you celebrate yourself or...
Yeah, you know, for me, it's so funny. I liked what you were saying about it's the day of love, because this year I'm single. Some years I've celebrated. But for me, what I love is in other countries, it's not necessarily Valentine's Day is just for sweeties. And, you know, I was in Sicily and other parts of Italy and in Europe. And when I was talking with folks there, they're like, no, this is the time to celebrate anyone you love, your family, your parents, your friends. And I thought, we not only would that be commercially more successful for, you know, all the people who
without
are
without a doubt
making a lot of money off of us with our roses and chocolate as it is, but isn't that really where it should be? It's really about appreciating and showing love for everyone in your life you care about.
It really is. But I would have to imagine you got to be in a position to warrant and accept love, right?
Well,
psychologically speaking,
you know, here's how I look at it. Have you ever seen people like think about something that is really, really easy for you to love, even if it's an animal, like a dog or something? You know, we walk up to this dog and we're like, oh, wookie, 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 and we're like loving on the dog and petting it, and then, you know, then we have to like receive the love back, and it's like slobbering all over our face. We're like, oh, this is wonderful, right?
Yeah.
Why can't we be in that attitude more often? You know, we're not normally like so excited and then even letting slobber come at us with an open, like, this is wonderful.
So right.
You know, so I think that's really the trick is most of the time, as you said, I do a lot of personal development coaching. And most of the time when I'm talking with folks about where's my love, where's Mr. Right, where's Mrs. Right, it's either on the receiving side or the giving side that you need to start taking a look.
Right. And a lot of times I hear this in my research, and I read this in books, that you attract the person and the elements in a person that you are lacking. Is that true?
I think it totally depends, truthfully. You know, for healthy whole love, you know, in the one hand, you don't want to be saying like, well, okay, I'm not complete, this whole idea of missing peace. While very poetic, I think that's really kind of messed up.
Like, you complete me, that whole statement.
Yeah.
Are you saying that's a fallacy? Is that not true?
I'm thinking that's horrible, Frank. Like, really? Like, that's not a healthy whole person looking for another healthy whole person.
This is true. It makes for a great movie line, though.
Like, there's a word for that.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, it's funny because we're getting texts come in where people, like, it's split on Valentine's Day. Some people love the idea of it. Some people say it kind of sucks. I mean... And I guess if you're lonely and the whole world is like, you know, you're seeing advertisements being blasted at you left and right, I would think regardless, though, of your position, at the end of the day, doesn't everybody want to be loved?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we are social human beings and we want to be loved on a lot of different levels. And, you know, I just sent out my last, I don't know if you saw it, my Words of Wisdom blog was called Valentine's Day Attitude Adjustment.
So how does one get an attitude adjustment for Valentine's Day? Let's talk about it.
All right. So I think the key thing is part of it is what we're already talking about, which is if you just really focus on who in my life do I love in general, who do I appreciate, who do I love? It could be your houseplants. It could be people. It could be animals. It could be whatever. But just really getting into that place of love, that's the spirit of what this day is supposed to be about. So that already shifts your mood from, oh, man, I'm single and who's going to take me out to my Italian dinner or whatever, to, at least in my world, in my family, we all send each other Valentine's cards and, you know, the little kids, my siblings have, you know, kids. And so I get these cute little handmade cards and mom still sends me like the little Hallmark, you know, Snoopy, what is it? What's that little chocolate that you get at like CVS? You know, there's like three pieces in there. With
the one that'll kill you after you eat it?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
One? Yeah.
It's like bright yellow. You don't know what, it's like road flare candy. But
right.
It's adorable. You know, you're like, I'm now 48 years old. Mom is still sending me the Snoopy candy from Whitman's. I love that.
Yeah. There's something to that for sure. My mom sends, you know, the kids, you know, Valentine cards and little gifts and a little bit of money here and there. So you're right. I think embracing the idea of the holidays, not so much for lovers, because I think that's totally a Hallmark kind of thing.
Right.
And the diamond shops of the world would like to sell, right. sell more rings
sure.
on this day. But in general, the concept of loving period is a good
exactly.
one. It's a really well, good one.
Exactly. And that is also helpful because once you start thinking about, okay, well, yeah, I might still be single, but look at all the love I feel for these people. Look at all the love I'm getting back. Then you don't feel lonely and disconnected and left out and like, oh, you know, how come I don't get to do these things? And I have to tell you, a lot of couples hate Valentine's Day. They're like,
oh, sure.
You know, I'm supposed to, you know, come up with something romantic or what, write a poem, or it has to be the perfect dinner, or I have to look perfect, or, you know, there's a lot of pressure. If you are in a romantic relationship, people just, some of them just dread it. It's like the worst day of the year for some couples. They fight on Valentine's Day. Like, everything comes up on Valentine's Day.
Well, that pressure, I mean, the pressure alone, the expectation, and it's a lot of it due to media. I mean, I'm not going to lie. People turn the television on, they see commercials, and people, like, living this fantasy world that I would say maybe, what, 10% of the world feels for shortened periods of time?
Right, exactly.
You know, it's hard to not at some level feel it.
Exactly.
I think you could have a romance with your best friend, and it doesn't have to be physical. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, what's your feelings on that? I mean, where can it cross the line?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, we're not going into me crossing the line with my best friend, Frank. Not on your show, not anywhere.
That's a whole other show.
And that was a long time ago.
Right.
I'm just kidding. So let's see. No, I think, you know, the first thing is really what we're talking about is the baseline of what kind of love are we talking about. And we have to start with ourselves, even before we talk about love we feel for best friends or animals or other people, because there is something to the yearning of the day about, yeah, it's pressureful and yeah, there's love everywhere, but I really kind of would like some guy to buy me a nice dinner, or I love roses. And so one of the things that I have started doing for myself, not just on Valentine's Day, but especially on this day, is I give myself all that love. So I just had the most delicious box of chocolate truffles for breakfast.
Good for you. Go get it, girl.
Yeah, a dozen long stem red roses. You know, I just, whatever I would want to be given or to be giving to someone else, I also, in addition to showing love to my friends and family, I make sure that I give that myself. Mm. And so I think that's really, you know, because when we're feeling good about ourselves and loving toward ourselves, I mean, Valentine's Day is like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's a holiday. It's stressful, like Christmas.
You don't need
and all
it. If you love yourself, which is the most important thing in the world, because if you could be whole without anybody.
Yeah, then it's just it's a fun add-on. Like, what am I doing for Valentine's Day? I'm having a UFO Valentine's Day party. Unattached folks only.
I like that. I thought you were going with some aliens for a second.
Yeah, but I'm not really a Trekkie kind of gal, but no, exactly. And the rule is everybody has to bring a really decadent, yummy dish. This is not like, you know, kale time, unless that's decadent and yummy for you. But something that feels like, ooh, like, you know, chocolate or nine-layer dip or whatever. And we're also, you have to bring a rose to give away to someone else. So everybody gets a rose on Valentine's
cool.
Day. And then we just play hilarious games. Or like one year we had someone had these funny prizes, and we had a contest for the worst date stories. Like, it was the most fun I've ever had on Valentine's Day, was having all of these single people just having fun together. It wasn't even like some weird speed dating or you have to meet someone. It was just
sure. It was just chill, casual. Amazing. It sounds like a fun time. I'd like to go to this, and I'm
yeah.
married.
You should come
Is
on
there
by.
Something wrong with that?
Bring your wife.
Lori, where can people find more information about you and your book, Road to Shine?
Yeah, absolutely. Best place is on my website. And it's LauriGardner.com, and I'll spell that. It's L-A-U-R-I-E, Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, LauriGardner.com.
Lori, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Have a fantastic day, regardless of your loving some chocolate or somebody else.
I was just about to say, I'm about to go back to that box of truffles.
Good
well,
stuff.
Thanks, Frank.
We'll
Happy
talk to you soon.
Bye.